Happy Halloween! This is Armando from Northern California. Just wanted to check in with you guys and see how you guys are doing. I know it's been a while since I posted a last audio boom. Last one was basically in regards to a radio station I broadcast. But today I'm going to give you somewhat of an overview of a new phone that was just released about 2 days ago. And I actually happened to play with one, and should I say, I didn't purchase it for me, but I purchased a phone. Basically, the phone is known as the Motorola Droid Turbo 2, exclusive to Verizon Wireless. I went and played with one yesterday on Friday, October 30th, visited the local Verizon store. And being that the person who I got it for fell in love with the phone because of its ease and the whole screen and all the programs just worked flawlessly, I went ahead and got the individual that phone as an early Christmas gift. So what exactly is the Motorola Droid Turbo 2? It's a phone basically by Motorola. It's a rugged phone. It has 5 layers of screen protection. As they advertise it, 5 layers. So that's got 2 layers on the bottom, then it's got the plastic screen in the middle, and then 2 more layers to protect it. And apparently what this is for is to protect the phone from falling, or basically when it falls, it's not going to shatter your screen. You can also, I guess if you want more information, you can YouTube it. It's called the Motorola Droid Turbo 2. It runs an octa-core processor at 2 gigahertz. It has 3 gigs of DDR4 RAM. And it has 32 gig storage. There's also a 64 gig variant. And what I liked about the phone also was the fact that it can support memory cards up to 2 terabytes. I know that sounds crazy since I have not seen or have heard of a 2 terabyte SD card. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. And if they do, then they're way overpriced, but needless to say, it does support up to 2 terabytes of SD cards so that you can basically have external memory. It runs Android Lollipop 5.1.1, which was the latest that was released with the phone. Marshmallow has not hit yet, but I'm sure it's going to hit there momentarily. And you can get it in different variants, and the one I happened to get was like a, it was like a nylon, it was like a black and grayish color, I think it was nylon, not ballistic, but I think it was a nylon color. And what they recommend, meaning Verizon, is that you get a tempered glass screen protector so you can protect your phone from your screen getting scratched. It may be drop resistant, should I say, or shatterproof, but that's not going to solve the fact that your screen's going to get scratched within the process. And they also claim that it's waterproof, although I'm not going to submerge it in waterproof, and neither's in water rather, and neither's the individual who purchased the phone or who got the phone that I purchased for. We're going to try to take care of that phone as best as we can, since it's a pretty decent phone. I actually played with TalkBack because I had to adjust some settings, and it's very snappy for 3 gigs of RAM and a 2-core processor, or a 2 gigahertz 8-core processor, or octa-core processor. The Snapdragon, they call it. Snapdragon 810, I believe it is. And it's got the 5.4 screen dimension, so it's a little bit smaller than your Samsung S5 and or your iPhone 6 Plus. So on the top, you have a place where you can insert your SIM card. You also have your SD slot. And then on the side, if you face it to the right, you have your power button, and then followed by your volume up and down. And from there, if you trail down all around the phone, besides those 2 buttons, there's nothing there. And the screen is basically flat. There's no physical home key. So you kind of have to guess where things are. But if you go towards the bottom of the phone, you go to about an inch. Towards the top left, it's coming from the bottom of the phone, about an inch or so, you have your back button. In the middle, you have your home. And to the right, you have your overview button, which is probably your menu button as well, or something to that effect. So they're basically touch capacitive buttons. And the battery is built in. It's got a 3750 milliamp battery, and it claims to run up to 48 hours on a single charge. And it also comes with a turbo fast rapid charging, which is what I like, especially if the individual's at work and the person has 15 minutes to charge up the phone. They can charge up the phone and get up to 13 hours on that single charge within 15 minutes. So that's what really sold me to that phone. So as soon as I play with the phone more, I will give you more of my impressions with the phone. But if you want to check it out, you can visit your local Verizon store and ask to play with the Droid Turbo 2 phone. You can get it in, like I said, in different variants and colors. They have the 32 gig and a 64 gig variant. So Anyhow, hope to hear from you soon. If you have any questions, you can email me at armando.maldonado0767@gmail.com. Trick or treat. And if you're in the U.S., don't forget to set your clock back an hour since we get an hour more sleep. God bless you all.